This is the WQA podcast from the Water Quality Association, the leading voice of the water treatment industry. And hello, I'm your host, Wes Bleed.
Well, if it hasn't become apparent yet, because I believe everybody on the stage has told you this today, but you are catalysts, you accelerate change, and your actions amplify the progress of this industry.
That's Paulie Ondusser, WQA's Chief Executive Officer, speaking at the keynote session of the WQA Convention and Exposition in Orlando. And welcome to the WQA Weekly Podcast from the Water Quality Association, promoting better water quality around the world. Joining us for the first time or new to the industry? Welcome. We're glad you're here. Thanks for joining us. And be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss any upcoming shows. That's the magic of podcasting. Also, we feature these podcasts on our YouTube channel. Go to youtube.com/@Water Quality Association videos. In this episode, we feature remarks from WQA CEO Paulie Ondusser on stage at the keynote session of the WQA Convention and Exposition in Orlando. Paulie talks about the convention theme of catalyst and what it means for members, her optimism for the industry in the year ahead, WQA's advocacy on behalf of members, and the WQA strategic plan. So, let's hear from Paulie Ondusser on the WQA podcast.
It is amazing to see everyone. Thank you for coming to Orlando. Thank you for coming to WQA's convention. And a heartfelt thanks to all of the member companies that helped found and bring together and unify WQA 50 years ago as we are today. This is going to be an amazing week. I have to tell you, if it's not for the connections you make, the education that you sit in on, all of those business opportunities, they happen right here at WQA's convention every year. Actually, I heard once an expression, and I heard it again today. I get 6 months' worth out of meetings in 3 days. If you're talking about being a catalyst, that's a catalyst. And if you're sitting here in the audience and you're wondering, okay, what is this theme, catalyst? What does it mean for any of you sitting in the seats? Well, I'll start and tell you what it means for me. I'm a science geek, and I will tell you back in school or whether I worked in a laboratory, and I was wanting to get my work done faster and with less energy, I used a catalyst. So in business, it's no different. You want to do things faster. You want to do it with less energy. So how do you do that? How do you work smarter, not harder, right? That's what we all want to do. Well, if it hasn't become apparent yet, because I believe everybody on the stage has told you this today, but you are catalysts, you accelerate change, and your actions amplify the progress of this industry. So a great example of a catalyst is back in 1974, when those founding companies had not only the courage and not only the vision, but they really had that spark to ignite what has become today WQA, a unified voice of the industry for the betterment of water quality. That spark still impacts us today. It's still fueled by that unified voice, and it really showed up in 2020 when we were deemed essential, period. The industry would not be thriving today if it wasn't for those founding member companies and if it wasn't for WQA. So here we are, 50 years later, and we're marking our 50th anniversary, and we have a lot to do in the next 50 years. So how are we going to do that? Well, despite the looming uncertainties that are out there, I am completely optimistic. I'm very optimistic for what lies ahead for this industry, what lies ahead not only for the water treatment in general, but I'm optimistic for every one of you in here. I am optimistic because of advocacy. Today, legislative and regulatory changes emphasize point of use and point of entry more than ever before. Advocacy is one of the key benefits that we represent as a united and unified voice of the industry, not only in Washington, D.C., but collaborating with the state and regional WQAs to make sure that we're tending to the state and local issues. So I will tell you, this past year, there was no greater honor for me than being able to represent the industry in a U.S. Senate subcommittee hearing to make sure that we're supporting the improvement of water quality for rural areas and advocating on behalf of WQA's Healthy H2O Act. Folks, if you didn't realize, that was WQA's first testimony in front of Congress. That deserves an applause. First time testifying in Congress. We are a catalyst for solving water problems. We are being heard, and lawmakers are seeing us as solutions. So to further my optimism, WQA certainly has encouraged education, research, and regulatory support that we're seeing improvements in the lead and copper rule, where point of use and point of entry is expanded as solutions more than it ever has before. Not only that, I have more optimism because WQA is on record for highlighting the capabilities of point of use and point of entry systems for addressing PFAS. And to make sure that everybody has the tools that they need, WQA has created a PFAS portal that you have access to downloadable, easy-to-digest materials to make sure that you have knowledge at your fingertips and you have those effective talking points to make sure that you are the experts for PFAS solutions. So my optimism for the industry is also amplified because WQA's laboratory is testing already to the proposed EPA MCL for PFOS, PFOA, and other PFAS compounds, which I'm not going to go into. But we provide that independent testing to make sure that newly identified and designed products for PFAS are able to have that certification for their claims. New test benches at WQA's operations are making sure that we can effectively meet that growing demand for PFAS. So that's not all, folks. When it comes to my optimism, I will tell you there's so much more to it. And if you attended the manufacturer's section today, you saw information about the WQA task force that looked at WQA's reports for tank and valve and reverse osmosis and how we cross-correlated that with Federal Reserve information and bank information to look at how do we predict future trends. I don't have a crystal ball, but I will tell you that is the best to our abilities that we can predict the future trends. And that report is telling us that we may not be back at pandemic times, right? Amazing growth, but 2024 is looking robust and optimistic for us. So I encourage you to take advantage of all of that knowledge gained through those reports and make sure that if you didn't attend the dealer section today or the manufacturer section, it's not too late. We still have days of education to gather market intelligence and information to make sure that you are getting everything that you can to take advantage of your markets and differentiation. And if you don't gather it this week, make sure to know that you have it at your fingertips, whether it is podcasts, videos, and webinars. All of that is accessible to you through WQA's website. Also, make sure to take advantage of WQA's technical affairs, professional certification, and training, because each of these enables all of you as catalysts to work smarter, not harder. Yesterday, when we talked about this earlier, of boot camp and WQRF's scientific symposium, those were making sure that we're charging folks with extra catalytic abilities. We're making sure that you have that information at your fingertips so that you can hold the future of water. We've continued to develop leaders with our mentorship program, and we've talked about our mid-year leadership has been retooled, and we are making sure that all of you are primed and ready as catalysts. And I will tell you, if this wasn't enough optimism for you, with all of you as catalysts, us together, we are explosive. And I'm talking about explosive energy that leverages the industry with so much strength that we will make sure that this end of our strategic plan is setting us up with impact and influence for the next 50 years. But certainly, we are going to have a great position for our next strategic plan, and we need catalysts. We need to make sure that we are progressing this industry further, we're progressing it faster, but we're doing it with less energy, less effort. How do we make that easier? And that's by being catalysts. So how do we leave here today being the catalyst that we need? I have three items as takeaways. One, train and retain your people, whether that's yourself or others. Having that education and making sure that you're staying on top of emerging contaminants and that you are the experts on the solutions of tomorrow, not just today. Take advantage of WQA's training and education, whether it's in person, it's online, any of it available. Number one, train and retain. Two, enhance credibility and leverage that market intelligence. So whether you attended the sessions today to get that real-time data, whether you're looking at WQA's market trend reports, how are you also leveraging your market differentiation with WQA's logo, with your professional certification, with the mark of excellence, with adopting new technologies that you find at WQA's convention? All of that market intelligence and market differentiation, credibility, and making sure that you are differentiating. So three, how do you make synergistic connections? So we are here this week, not only to network with everybody that you know and that you've met before, but how do you seek out the folks and the products that you don't know? How do you make sure to have that expansion of information and do that through other ways of mentor opportunities? Or how do you support and use WQRF research to, again, work smarter, not harder? So, in fact, hopefully you get from all of this that we can all be a catalyst. And that most recently, I want you to know that we all proved our catalyst capabilities, and you've even seen it here on stage. That WQA's crazy idea of anything but a cup, one, I tell you, it just proves again that WQA is a unified industry, but we're connecting to new audiences, and we're inspiring not only curiosity, but how are folks taking action to improve life with the betterment of water quality? So from the beginning of the crazy idea, WQA said, prizes will be given out, fame will be bestowed, your enemies will become your friends, and we will achieve world peace. Regardless of whether we got all of that done, I really have a huge thanks to everyone that participated early, and a special thanks to Jennifer Smith of ResinTech and to the full team at SeaTech Water Solutions, who fully captured the true spirit of anything but a cup. Let's give them a round of applause. Certainly, the independent efforts of both Jennifer and the SeaTech team helped to not only connect with current customers, but really drew in audiences of new customers through their creative efforts. And their prize is a free convention registration for the next year in Long Beach. And certainly, don't forget the eternal fame and envy from all of the peers that are here. So let's give a congratulations to them again. But please note, the prizes are not over. We certainly have ambassadors that are out there looking for creative anythings but a cups and making sure that we are recognizing those as well. So certainly, we thank those that are here at convention using their anything but a cup, and we also thank those that are going to be promoting it and amplifying the message after convention as well.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the WQA Podcast from the Water Quality Association, the leading voice of the water treatment industry. And we promote better water quality around the world. Learn more about WQA professional certification, product certification, and how you can become a member of WQA at WQA.org. This is Wes Bleed. So long from the Water Quality Association.